then you owe it to yourself and your family to leave the congested city and enjoy what nature intended you to enjoy. Visit our new apartment homes in Hawthorne Court, Jackson Heights, where you may enjoy community life in a friendly environment.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Gee, it's great to say hello to all of you. I'm Billy Joe.
I'm Ernie Hare.
We're the interwoven pair. How do you do,
Have you tried with ease? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try with ease? For wheat is the best food of man. They're crispy and crunchy the whole year through. The kiddies never tire of them, and neither will you.
It is the pleasure of the Perfect Circle Company, manufacturers of Perfect Circle piston rings, to present Charlie Davis and his famous Indiana Public Stage Orchestra. These programs of the best in popular music are especially arranged for your entertainment by Mr. Davis and the Perfect Circle Company. The orchestra greets you tonight with Mean to Me. Whenever you buy anything, whether for your personal use or for your home or for your car, there's an undeniable feeling of satisfaction in the knowledge that it is a standard product, widely and favorably known. Perfect Circle piston rings are the standard of the automotive industry, used by more than 80% of America's car manufacturers in all or a large part of their production. Your comments on these Perfect Circle programs will be appreciated, both by Mr. Davis and the Perfect Circle Company. Please address them either to the Perfect Circle Company at Hagerstown, Indiana, or to this station.
What kind of a rinse, madam, after the shampoo?
Lemon, always lemon, Agnes. It makes my hair so much softer.
Yes, madam.
What's the latest gossip, Agnes?
Oh, let's see. Well, Mrs. Jones is having a new baby.
Well, I guess you've heard about that.
Yes.
And Sarah Flynn, Sarah's getting ready to buy a new car.
Oh, what car? I hope she doesn't get the same as she's got now.
Oh, no, she's waiting for that new 1934 Chevrolet.
Oh, Chevrolet?
Yes, several of my customers are doing the same thing. Oh, that new Chevrolet is going to be perfectly marvelous.
And what will it be like?
Well, of course, I don't know much about mechanics, but I hear it's going to have something new called knee-action front wheel that gives a wonderful new kind of smooth ride. And another new thing that's just as radical called a blue seat.
All of which, ladies and gentlemen, is merely to remind you to stand by for the 1934 Chevrolet.
Fleischman's Geese Hour, directed by Rudy Vallee, broadcast tonight from the ballroom of the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto, Canada.
Hi ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee and Company. To Toronto and to Canada, greetings. It was the recollection of your generous hospitality in 1935 that led us to return this year. Again, we find that we like Toronto and that Toronto likes us. A pleasant discovery all.
And now, before the overture to the second act of the Gibson family, let's step backstage and look in on Sally Gibson and Hilda, her maid, who is helping Sally change for the next scene.
Quick, Hilda, hold this dress. I've never been so excited in all my life.
It's really wonderful, isn't it, Miss Sally?
Too wonderful. That scene in the garden.
It made me think of Henry, Miss Sally. Miss Sally, if I had your complexion, do you suppose Henry would...
What, Hilda?
Tell me what's wrong with my face, Miss Sally. Those red blotches just won't go away.
Soap, probably. What kind are you using? Some beauty soap, I suppose.
Yes, Miss Sally. That one that promises radiant beauty, glamorous youth, irresistible loveliness. Oh, Miss Sally, I had hoped Henry would...
Yes, so did I once. And then I learned the truth. Hilda, you can't feed the pores of your skin with beauty oils or mysterious ingredients.
No.
And many highly perfumed, prettily colored soaps contain fatty acids and free alkali that really irritate and harm your skin.
But, Miss Sally...
My doctor recommended Ivory. He says all any soap can do is cleanse. And that to protect the fine texture and pores, a soap should cleanse gently. And that to do that, a soap must be pure. He said ivory would help to keep my skin smooth and fine.
And Miss Sally, do you think Henry would...
Oh, quick, my gloves, Hilda. Is the bell for the second act?
No, Hilda will never get a Grecian nose by using a beauty soap. But we do hope she gets Henry. And now for the overture to our second act. All right, Don.
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you have ever experienced. The reason is simple. Anacin contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four, one of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Anacin at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
Light up a Cremo, a mellow, mild Cremo, a winning smoke by far. You can search every climb, but at three for a dime, you can't beat a Cremo cigar. Love, 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 cigar. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the sweet-scented cigar-smoking society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
The Jergens Program with Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. Walter Winchell's famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers from New York to Honolulu. He's here with flash news, odd news, exclusive news. We have a Thanksgiving treat for you tonight. Miss Alma Archer is here in our Jergens studio and will speak to you later. Alma Archer is an expert on smartness and beauty, and she believes that the care of her hands is a duty for every woman. And now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. North American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Juarez, Mexico. Betty Lawson, who takes a bath before... And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Tasty yeast is tempting to your appetite. Creamy, wholesome candy, try a luscious bite. Vitamins are hiding in this candy bar. Pep, Vim, and Vigor linger where they are. Children like this lovely, creamy food delight. Let them eat it daily, every morning, noon, and night. You will see them growing stronger every day. Taking yeast is dandy, handy candy way.
The A&P Gypsies and the Gypsy tenor Frank Parker offer a melodious song which rode the crest of popularity a short while ago. It's Just a Memory.
Thanks, Frank. That was swell.
I'm glad you liked it, Harry.
You know, you're a darn good-looking fellow. I'll bet you have lots of girls crazy about you.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're just being modest. But tell me, how do you feel when you're in love?
How do I feel? My gosh, Harry, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Why, when I'm in love, I'm just breezing along with the breeze. I never mind the bumps or the ruts along the highway of life. I float through life on a cloud.
And that, folks, is exactly the way you feel in the famous Dodge Air Glide ride. If you haven't experienced this thrill, visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. See for yourself the extra value you get in this big, new, money-saving Dodge. Believe me, folks, it certainly is more car for less money. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up. List price is at factory Detroit.
Hey, that is something, Harry. But how about you singing a song now?
Don't mind if I do.
Men, Frank Crummett is here with me to say a word about Roy Tann cigars. Frank Crummett.
I'm really a fan for Roy Tann's, and the reason is Roy Tann has more long filler Havana tobacco, and yet it's a 5-cent cigar. Man to man, smoke Roy Tann.
Seeing is believing. See an Oxydol wash. See how Oxydol washes clothes white for life. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Visit any part of the country today and you'll hear amazing but true stories of the great new Oxydol.
Thank you, Marie Wilson and Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands, or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Inspired harmonies of the Moonlight Sonata set the stage for another concert of the world's most honored music, presented as a salute to Longines, the world's most honored watch. The Longines Symphonette, under the leadership of Michel Piastro, will play a program of the world's most honored music. These lovely melodies and Longines watches make a common appeal to cultured people the world over.
No matter what your favorite entertainment is, you'll always find it on the Maxwell House Showboat. Your ticket of admission, as always, just your loyalty to Maxwell House Coffee.
And here he is to present it to you in his own unequaled manner, your singing favorite, Manny Ross.
I sailed away.
Now, Tiny, it's your turn.
Thank you, Captain Henry. As our curtain rises, we see a golfer step inside his front door at home. His wife calls to him.
Well, dear, how was your game? Pretty hot day, wasn't it?
Hot is right. And the game, just so-so as usual. Oh, goodness, Mary, I feel all in.
You're kind of low and played out, dear. So I'm repeating the wholesome little ceremony you liked so much last week.
Yeah, what's that?
The most refreshing drink there is. Here you are.
Iced Maxwell House coffee, huh? Mm-hmm. I tell you, Mary, this certainly does hit the spot.
Curtain. And ladies and gentlemen, in golf and tennis clubs, around swimming pools, in the locker rooms, at the baseball parks, at the beaches, wherever people are active this summer, you'll find a growing custom. People are drinking iced Maxwell House coffee.
J-E-L-L-O. The Jell-O program, brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with I Am an American.
What's happening to you these days? Having lots of fun? Believe me, I know some folks that are in for some fun. Those early bird friends of Annie's, who've already sent for their new 1940 model Orphan Annie's shake-up mug. You know, all of Annie's friends who drink sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine can get these swell new shake-up mugs free. And boy, are they beauties. Wait till you see them. They're made of genuine beetleware in brand new colors. A beautiful deep green and a bright, flashing scarlet. And every mug has a big colored picture of Orphan Annie and her dog Sandy right on the front. And don't forget, this shaker-upper is a two-in-one gift. When you put the top on, it makes a keen shaker for mixing your ice cold chocolate-flavored Ovaltine shake-ups. And then, when you take the bright red top off, presto, the shaker turns into a swell big drinking mug, holding a creamy, bubbly shake-up all ready for you to drink. Man alive, what fun you'll have with that new shaker-upper. Playing the shake-up game with your friends and having shake-up parties, making a picnic out of every meal this summer. Think of having a delicious ice-cold shake-up drink anytime you want it, made with fresh cold milk and sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mmm, what a treat on a warm summer day. And, of course, Mother will be glad to have you fix all the shake-ups you want, because she knows how much extra pep and energy food there is in every single Ovaltine shake-up. Loads of extra vitamins and minerals and other things everybody needs to be healthy and husky the way we all want to be. So, here's the thing. Annie wants all her friends to have one of these swell new 1940 model shake-up mugs, and you want to get one, I know. Especially when Annie has fixed it so fellows and girls who drink Ovaltine can get one absolutely free. Even though our regular price is 50 cents. So, listen closely. Here's what to do. Sit right down after tonight's adventure and print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Send it in, along with a thin metal foil seal, from under the lid of a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois, and she'll send you your new 1940 model shake-up mug absolutely free. Now, don't put it off, will you? Ask Mother to get you a can of sweet chocolate-flavored Ovaltine right now. And send in that seal for your free shake-up mug tonight. Mail it to Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. Annie's sorry, but she can offer this wonderful free shake-up mug only to her friends who live in the United States. But if you do live in the United States, send in tonight.
Campbell Soups bring you Amos and Andy with Grover Whalen, president of the 1939 New York World's Fair, in person, in a special half-hour broadcast direct from the fairgrounds.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Someone once said that the world stands aside to make way for the man who knows where he's going. And so tonight it gives me great pleasure to make way for a man who knows what he's talking about. Harry Von Zell.
Don't ever neglect the cold. At the very first sign of a cold, get after it immediately with the faster help of what's the name?
Fred Allen, remember?
No. The name of the... I'm awfully sorry, that eagle has upset me. I can't remember the name of what it is that helps fight colds faster. It slipped my mind.
Well, it'll come to you. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, this famous product acts very quickly, yet it's exceptionally gentle. And since the progress of a cold is very fast, the greater speed of what it is I'm talking about is especially important in fighting your cold. And that's not all. The name will come to me in a minute. It also helps nature counteract the acidity that so often accompanies a cold. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can check these facts with your own doctor.
You'd better check the name, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Fred, you know what I'm talking about,
don't
you?
Why, certainly, Harry. You're talking about America's outstanding saline laxative.
That's it, Fred. And the name is...
The name is, so many physicians recommend it.
Yes. And it helps fight colds faster. But what is the name?
Well, here's a pretty to-do. Wait, Harry. There must be somebody around here who knows. If there is, will you please tell us confidentially?
Sal Hepatica!
That's it, Sal Hepatica. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Sloan's Liniment, your faithful friend when muscles ache and pain, presents... Gangbusters!
G-men, calling all Americans to war on the underworld.
Gangbusters brought to you by the makers of Sloan's Liniment.
When your eyes are tired, get quick relief with two drops
of Murin. This is Norman Brokenshire telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the way your eyes should feel is the good way. The fresh, rested Murin way. As you start each day when you brush your teeth, wake up your eyes with Murin. Later in the day, if your eyes feel tired from the constant work they do, use Murin again. You can use it as often as you like, for Murin cleanses and soothes your eyes as gently as a tear. Tomorrow, start using Murin regularly, morning and night, and whenever your eyes feel tired. Just see how different you feel when Murin makes your eyes feel good.
Superset, lots of sets and superset.
The School for Young Brides, Lesson 2. We now take up watching. A husband, my dears, no matter how loving, may bring you to tears if his shirt, after washing, look gray and not white. So what should you do? Do you know, Mrs. Knight?
Why, I work and I'll play so his shirts won't look spotty.
She'll work and she'll play. Why, teacher, she's jotty.
With her, she suds from Super Suds,
your squash white.
Yet those suds are mild, too. Leave your color so bright.
Super Suds, Super Suds, blood to suds and Super Suds.
This is Harlow Wilcox for Autolite, the world's largest independent manufacturer of automotive electrical equipment. In 28 plants from coast to coast, the men and women of Autolite build over 400 fine products for cars, trucks, tractors, planes, boats, and industry. Autolite contributes its manufacturing experience and skills to the fields of transportation, electronics, agriculture, die casting, and plastics. The Autolite name is famous all over the world for products of unsurpassed quality and performance. In service, too, Autolite facilities are worldwide. Wherever you travel, you'll find trained experts prepared to serve your technical needs. So, for superior products, always look for the name Autolite, because from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
Well, it's only a short walk from calling Indians to calling Ken Carpenter. Do you hear me calling to you, Ken?
For a minute, I'd like a word with all of you folks who prefer cheese that's rich but also mild in flavor. Maybe you're in the habit of going to the grocery store and just guessing which cheese has the flavor you want. Well, I can tip you off on how to be sure of getting deliciously mild cheddar cheese flavor every time. Ask for Kraft's Cheese Food Velveeta. Oh, a cheddar cheese flavor that's creamy rich, delightfully mild. Just what you're looking for. So have a loaf or a package of Velveeta on hand all the time to slice or spread for sandwiches and snacks, to melt to a tantalizing cheese sauce for grand Lenten dishes. Being a Kraft product, Velveeta, of course, always melts and toasts perfectly. If you have a little grocery list pad hanging in the kitchen, you better mark down Velveeta for tomorrow's order right now.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your wine. And here he is, left over from the Halloween Hobgoblin, your aren't we devils man, Ralph Truth, the Consequences, Edwards!
I don't have enough trouble. Phil has to call up. I wish the doctor would get here. I feel awful. Oh, there it goes again. I can't move. Answer that, will you, Mary?
Oh, all right, all right. Don't be so grouchy.
Don't be so grouchy. Don't be so...
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Don. How's Jack feeling?
Oh, he acts like he's the only one in the world who has a cold. It's like a big baby.
Well, maybe he's a lot worse than you think. Gesundheit, Mary.
That was Jack.
Oh, well, let me speak to him.
Here, Jack.
Hello, Don. What do you want?
Gesundheit, and I'll put Mary back on.
Never mind, Mary. What do you want?
Well, the Sportsman Quartet is over here at my house.
Well, why aren't they over here? I want to hear the song they're going to do on our program Sunday.
Oh, they can't take a chance coming to your house, Jack. After all, they're singers. They might catch your cold.
Cold or no cold, they're supposed to come over here and rehearse the number. A lot they think of my program.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You're taking the wrong attitude.
What?
As soon as the boys heard about your cold, they were very concerned, and they've got some good advice for you.
Advice?
Yeah, here, I'll put him on the phone.
Look, boys, when I've got a cold, I don't need any advice.
Give it to him, boys!
Look, Don, I don't need any advice.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. Careful, Mr. B.
Careful.
Eat an apple every day. Go to bed by three. Take good care of yourself. Passing NBC. Be careful in the trees. Ooh, watch it freeze. Ooh, or you'll sneeze. Ooh, you'll get a cold and ruin your program.
I've got a cold. I don't have to get one now.
Call a doctor, too. Take good care of yourself, cause we all love you. When you're buying cigarettes, buy the brand you like. Take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike. When you're driving in a car, or you're on a hike. Take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike.
If I may have my say,
please do,
don't delay.
What's new?
Start today.
Light up a Lucky and you'll enjoy it. Mimino tobacco best. Smoke the best you see. Round burn, rolling pack, Bell is MFT. MFT.
CRESTA. BLANCA. Cresta. Blanca. Cresta Blanca.
You win $15 in defense stamps and congratulations. Well, Mel Allen.
Yeah, boy.
Mel, my boy, let's put on our 10-gallon hats here and go deep in the heart of Texas.
Shoot, brother.
Well, deep in the heart of every kitchen is a dishpan, right?
Key wreck, partner.
And deep in the heart of every lady is the yen for lovely hands.
Why, sure.
Well, if a lady wants to say ta-ta to unpretty strong soap hands...
If she floats new ivory deep in the heart of her dishpan, she'll have lovelier hands in just 12 days.
If you'll just choose new ivory soap for dishes.
Yes, sir. Then, oh, my lands, what lovely hands. New ivory soap for dishes.
The sun's so mild, how high they're piled. New ivory soap for dishes.
They're gentler and caress each hand. New ivory soap for dishes. And talk about speed. Ivory's new velvet suds just pop up quick as a jackrabbit. Rich, man, it's a doggone rich. You clear up dishes like a cyclone.
So give up that our strong wash day soap. Say so long to unpretty hands, because in 12 short days, your hands will feel, well, real genteel.
Yes, sir.
New ivory soap for dishes.
And quieter, yay, and softer, say. It's ivory soap for dishes. Say, only cost about a penny a day. Get three large size cakes.
It's ivory soap for dishes.
And now here's Denver Darling with a bath time ballad.
Oh, when you were little, you called it a boat. Ivory soap, it floats. You sat in the bathtub and watched it float. Ivory soap, it floats. It floats on the water, and that's just dandy. Whenever you want it, it's right there handy. That's why a bath is so much fun. With ivory soap, it floats. Oh, that floating business is mighty convenient when you take a bath. Ivory soap doesn't hide out on you. There's no groping around underwater. Just grab ivory and lather up. You get swell lather, too. Give that cake of ivory a rub. Presto, there's lots of lather. And ivory's mild, mild, mild. Why, they tell me more doctors advise ivory soap than any other soap there is. Some soap and some bath. So relaxing makes you feel so good. Just downright refreshing with ivory. It floats on the water, and that's just dandy. Whenever you want it, it's right there handy. And that's why a bath is so much fun. With ivory soap, it floats.